Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Paolo Narvaez, Senior Principal Engineer and Director of Engineering at Intel Corporation. Welcome, Paolo. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Allison. I'm doing great.
So, Paolo, this is your first time on Chip Chat. Can you spend a few minutes introducing what your scope of focus is at Intel and how that contributes to our data center business?
My role at Intel is to look at a number of different strategic verticals and understand how we can make the best of Intel ingredients to create a solution. And by a solution, we mean every part of the stack, going all the way to the hardware components, all the way up to the application, right? So middleware, libraries, CPU, IOs, storage, networking, backplane, everything. Our group basically looks into a number of key applications, and we tend to focus on applications that are high growth, and genomics is a good example of that. And we first look at what the needs are and build a solution based on that.
And today's episode is about specifically what your organization has been driving with different ecosystem partners in the industry around genomics. Why the focus on genomics for Intel, and why is this such an important workload when it comes to data center computing?
Genomics was identified as an important key vertical because even a few years ago, there was very little compute associated with genomics. It is growing really fast. Around every 8 to 12 months, the amount of genomic data doubles. And if you take into account that for every single human being has 3.2 billion base pairs in the DNA, you end up with about a terabyte worth of information from every single human. And as genomic sequencing is becoming more and more mainstream and soon to become standard of care for a number of different diseases, it's easy to see how the number of individuals is going to explode from the hundreds of thousands today to the millions, tens of millions, and up to the entire human population. And in addition to that, people are already also sequencing all sorts of other things beyond human beings, so plants, animals, bacteria, viruses. Every human has millions of different types of bacteria right inside them that have a different DNA. Even beyond that, when you're looking into cancer cells, for example, you have different types of DNA for different cells. So it's really an explosive field in terms of how much data there is.
Intel has been at work on this for years, and I know that when we started down this road, the cost of sequencing a genome was incredibly expensive as well as very time-consuming. Tell me about the progress that we've made by working with researchers and software developers in creating a solution stack that breaks through that performance and cost gap.
The cost of sequencing was in the order of $10,000. The amount of time was in the hundreds of hours, so many days. Our last results we're seeing, just to give you a quick update on what we're doing today, we're seeing numbers in the order of 2 hours, right? 2 to 4 hours, depending on the type of pipeline. That's almost a 100-fold difference in speed. As you can imagine, if you're a cancer patient and you want to get your genome sequenced, getting it sequenced in a couple of hours versus having to wait for 2 weeks makes a huge difference. There's also been quite a drastic reduction in cost. This $10,000 cost, we're now seeing genomes being sequenced in the order of $100 or a few hundred dollars, again, towards the magnitude of reduction. And with the associated reduction costs, we're seeing an explosion in the number of data sets out there. Genomic data is only useful in so much as you can tie it in with other samples. Researchers are always trying to connect different data from different humans and seeing how it applies to different diseases, see how it, where the correlations are. And even a couple years ago, having a 1,000 sample experiment was huge and it wasn't even feasible. And now we're seeing routine experiments in the hundreds of thousands, right? And we're working on how do we get 1 million patients.
Now tell me about how Intel has driven unique innovation for genomics analytics.
Very large sample sets are almost unavoidable in this field because so much of it is unknown. And the only way of doing real progress is being able to collect basically all the data that's out there and try to come up with machine learning models that try to correlate what is the gene that's causing or what mutation of a gene is causing this type of cancer or creates a disposition to have diabetes and so on. So the major challenges we had were speed and scalability. And we've done a number of things in the space. So with speed, for example, The first thing we try to do is take the existing functionality that's in the Intel Xeon CPUs and try to use that for acceleration. Our latest scalable processors use a feature called AVX512, which allows you to run the same calculation in parallel many times. AVX512 has been used very successfully to be able to accelerate many of the more compute-intensive kernels. We've also done acceleration using FPGAs, which is another key component that we have at Intel. Once we can identify a compute kernel that takes a lot of time, we can rewrite that kernel in RTL, in hardware, and upload it to an FPGA. And that, again, we're seeing, you know, accelerations in the order of 100, 200, 300 times faster. And that allows us to really break that speed barrier and make the application useful. In terms of scalability, one of the key features that we've done is work on databases. There is a database that we've developed called GenomeXDB. It's an array-based database that allows millions of genomic samples to be not just stored in it, but also to be analyzable through the database and avoid files.
Now, we just recently delivered an Intel Select solution for genomics analytics, which means that this technology is moving beyond the Intel labs and into mainstream deployments with researchers. Can you tell me how this is an important moment in terms of being able to scale the usage of genomics analytics, and how has the researcher community responded to the delivery of this solution in market?
One of the areas that we identified was lacking, or there was a very big deficit, is trying to get that technology that the big players have and making it available to the smaller hospitals, to the smaller centers that don't have an army of 1,000 bioinformaticians to enable these systems, right? So if you really want to have this types of analytics widespread and made available to the entire population, you have to go to the community hospitals, you have to go into the small centers and make it available everywhere. 3 years ago, when we were looking into this area, this field, you know, anybody that wanted to do genomic science would have to hire a bioinformatician, hire an IT person, buy their own cluster, and spend 6 months or 12 months figuring out how everything works and develop a pipeline. And it was very complicated. And what we're trying to provide with Intel Select solution is essentially a push-button solution where there's a reference, you buy the solution, you install it, and you push a button and it works, right? As simple as possible. And not only does it work, but you also are able to get the latest and greatest pipelines from the big research centers on an ongoing basis. So one of the things that we're doing with the Intel Select solution is we're maintaining a database of relevant workflows, or a workflow is essentially a way to describe an analytic pipeline. And these workflows are updated as the science improves. And the small center can continuously use the latest and greatest pipelines and the latest and greatest technology with their Select solution.
What do you think is the long-term vision in terms of the genomics analytics that we're bringing to market as it shapes and forms practitioners' ability to deliver personalized medicine?
Our vision is that there will be a standardized way of doing sequencing, much better communication in terms of, as the science progresses, how those latest and greatest analytical tools get rolled to the rest of the community, and essentially making it so easy and so cheap to do the genomic analytics that it becomes standard of care for pretty much anything. Every newborn will be sequenced, and every time you go to the doctor, you could get sequenced so that you know what is the right type of medicine that is required for your DNA, right? Every person is different, and so instead of doing trial and error, well, you tried this, well, you're allergic to that, this particular treatment for cancer works, this one doesn't, and it works in 70% of cases, but not only 30%, but I'm not sure why. The promise of genomic medicine is that your DNA will give you the clue to what is available or not.
Thank you so much for sharing this today, Paulo. It's awesome to hear about what the Intel team is doing. One final question for you. If folks want to learn more about the Select solution or what the Intel team is doing, where would you point them for more information?
www.intel.com/Broad Institute. The Broad Institute is our major partner. And there are a number of white papers and videos there describing what we're doing. There's also a number of guides as to what the Intel Select solution is composed, as well as contact addresses and a description of all our partners.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's a real pleasure and really inspirational work that's being delivered by your team. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.